at me.
On the beat.
What's going on, everybody? Jay Wright, Frustrated Black Christian Podcast, episode number 26. Today's episode is entitled Get This Work. Today, I want to talk to you all. I want to encourage you all. I want to push you all. I want to provoke you all to continue to embrace the work in your journey. I am so excited. It is early in the morning. But I am so pumped because I'm just excited about the future. I'm excited about everything that's getting ready to happen, that's happening even now for each and every one of you. But in that, we have to understand that we cannot get caught up, or we cannot stop or procrastinate because we start seeing a little growth in our journey. We have to continue to embrace this work. We have to continue to get this work. And even if you're not seeing anything manifesting in your life right now, I want to push you. I want to encourage you to continue to grind, keep your head down, and work. Just sharing my testimony or my story. You guys have been with me on this journey for the past 26 weeks. Can you believe it? It's been pretty crazy. 26 weeks we've been doing this podcast. And one of my earlier episodes was entitled, I'm Going to Get My GED. And you guys know, if you haven't seen the episode or listened to the episode, I encourage you all guys to go back. And that goes more in detail of my journey. But just kind of giving you guys a progress report on how everything is going. You know, things have been going pretty good. I've been in class, really getting my work in, you know, just really trying to relearn a lot of things that I forgot. You know, it's been 2004 when I first originally graduated, and 2004, and now it's 2021. So that's what, 17 years I've been out of what we would consider regular high school, but you know, whatever happened where I had to go back so that I can go to college. I had to go and kind of take a step back and get my GED so that I could pursue college the way I want to pursue college. So going back to school, getting this work in or whatever like that. And then what happened was, as always, not just with myself, but probably you too, life happens. You know, some certain situations started happening with my family, situations started happening with them, you know, with my wife and I, Keisha, and things just became a little difficult. And you're going to hit those obstacles. You're going to hit those bumps in the roads. You're going to have hindrances. I had those things, and it kind of made me take a step back from my pursuit of getting my GED. I still continued to go to class, but my math class, I was not able to go. And I kept in contact with my professor, letting them know what was going on or whatever. And I ended up missing a couple of weeks of class or whatever like that. And I kind of got discouraged about it. And I was thinking about dropping out of that class and just like, I'll just start over next semester and I'll just get my GED, you know, next semester or whatever like that. I finish up, I'm doing pretty good everywhere else. So I just go get my GED next semester or whatever like that. And I just focus on math and I have everything else completed. Well, I was talking to my counselor about this decision. And, of course, she was like, she'll support me in whatever I wanted to do. Went and talked to Keisha. Keisha gave me the look. If you are married, every married person knows what their spouse's looks like. She gave me the look. And that told me everything that I needed to know. So I prayed on it a little bit more. And I went back in the room And I made that instant decision after praying, talking to Keisha, praying that same day that I wasn't going to withdraw from that class. Although I was behind and I thought I wouldn't be able to catch up, I dropped out. I didn't drop out of the class. I didn't withdraw. I went and emailed my counselor and told her that I was not withdrawing from class. Fast forward, I went and talked to my professor in my math class, and I, you know, asked him. I said, you know, realistically, will I be able to catch up in this class? And he looked at me. He said, yeah, you can catch up. Like, you got some work to do. But if you do the work, you can catch up and you can do it. And that's all I needed. All I needed to know is that I had the opportunity to catch up from what I was behind in. What are you saying, Olajuwon? A lot of us are quitting. A lot of us are not pursuing because we feel like we're left behind. We're too far behind in life. We feel like life has passed us by. But I want to encourage you that if you get this work, if you embrace this work, if you do what you need to do, if you do the possible, God will do the impossible. Isaiah Kirkpatrick used to say this all the time. If you do the possible, God would do the impossible. What is the possible? The possible dates back all the way to the days of Adam. When God created man on the sixth day, he gave man responsibility and he gave him work. Work was the possible. Work in your life is possible. God gave us the ability to work because that is what you are able to do. If you work, you will come forth. If you work, you can catch up. If you work, you will improve. But you got to have the mindset to embrace the work. I know, speaking for myself, a lot of times I've messed up so many times thinking that life should come to me, when the truth is life was waiting on me to come to it. Meaning I had to work to get the things that I am pursuing or that I desire to have, not just for myself, but for my wife, for my daughters, for everybody that's attached to me. I had to embrace working. I had to embrace going back to school. I had to embrace studying. I had to embrace whatever it took. I had to embrace it so that I could start seeing things manifest in my life. There are benefits in working. Working helps you improve in life. And it's not easy. It's easier said than done, because sometimes work can get difficult. We all know this. You all know this. You've all experienced this before. Work is difficult, but it is worth it. We can no longer sit down on our seats of do nothing and expect everybody else to do something for us. Or let me say it like this. We can't even expect God to do it for us. And what I say when I mean that is, I know, speaking as a Christian, oftentimes you get this poor behavior like a little brat, like, God is my father, which he is, and he's going to do everything. My God will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory, which it is true. But he supplies the riches through you. He gives you the ability to work so that you can get the things in life. He is the source. We are the resource. So we have to use our resources that is given from the source so that we can get the things that we want in life. I hope I am explaining this right. But we got to get up and we got to put hard work and hard effort into our work, I should say, every single time. I know I sound like I'm ranting right now. I know I sound like I might be fumbling everywhere right now, guys. But right now, I'm like, I'm really passionate. I'm really kind of like emotional, if you will, because, man, the opportunity is before us, y'all. It's like I can see a clear path to our success. I can see a clear path to your success. I can see a clear path to my success, but it's all based on if we will work or not. It's time to get this work. It's time to do your part. It's time to do your best. I was thinking today as I was driving to come do this podcast, and I was praying, and I prayed to God, and this might sound crazy to y'all, but I was like, God, give me a cornerback mentality. A cornerback mentality, one of the greatest, two greatest cornerbacks I've ever seen, I've ever witnessed, was Deion Sanders and Jalen Ramsey. And I chose these two, one, because they went to Florida State. Shout out to all my Florida State fans. We coming up, y'all. We on our way up because we putting that work in. Shout out to Florida State. But they went to Florida State, but also in their professional careers. They are known as two of the best. Deion was known as the best who ever did it. And Jalen is currently known as one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL. And it's because they embrace that work. They come every day to get that work. They don't just talk about it. They put the effort in and they put the work in. They do the studying. And they go and they make sure that they are at their best every single time. And that's what I love about those guys. And that same mentality is what I try to carry. I want to carry. I desire to carry for my life. In football, cornerbacks have this type of coverage they call press coverage. Press coverage is when they are face to face with the wide receiver and their objective is to stop them from getting a catch or possession to move the offense forward. The cornerbacks play defense. The wide receiver play offense. So the defensive mindset is to stop the offense from progressing in life or progressing in the game. I'm going to come around to life in a second. But they don't stop them every time, but they make an effort to stop them to where they don't succeed in crossing the goal. And one of the coverages that the cornerbacks have is a coverage called press coverage. That's meant when they are face to face with the wide receiver. That means they are close to them as possible without getting a violation in the game. They are on bump coverage. They are in press coverage. They are pressing against the offense so they won't score. And that same press coverage that I am talking about in the game of football, I want to have that kind of press coverage in the game of life. I want to be up on my opposition as close as possible. And I'm not going to allow opposition to progress in my life when my opposition has progressed so many other times in life. I'm changing my mentality and I'm changing my coverage to press coverage. I'm pressing up on my life and I'm not going to allow trouble or different circumstances or different situations to get the best of me anymore. Paul says it like this in Philippians 3:14. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press towards the mark. Anything in life, you going to have opposition. You're going to have to press against something. You're going to come up against something. You're going to face something. But you got to be willing to stand in front of whatever it is and know who you serve and what team you represent and face it straight up, head to head. Maybe some of you were like me. When you saw trouble or you seen opposition, you backed away from it. And if you're like me, you also know that backing away doesn't do you any good because the trouble's still going to come your way. So what I want to encourage you to do is to change your mindset. Get up on it. And say, I'm not afraid of you. I'm not going to allow you to get the best of me. I'm going to press and I'm going to win every single time. Because greater is he that's within me than he that's in the world. So there's nothing that I would face on this outside world that the Christ in me, that the God in me won't help me to overcome. But I got to get this work. I got to face it up. I got to put it in press coverage. Going back to my school work, you know, things have been going so good in my other classes or whatever to where I got a scholarship to take my test without me having to pay part of my test without having to pay. And I went through it all, got the scholarship or whatever, and I had to schedule to take the test this past Wednesday. And I had a schedule to go take my test, and, you know, I went through the week, and, you know, just being straight up honest, like I told y'all before, a few minutes ago, we've had so much going on in our life, you know, stuff with everything. I'm not going to go down the list or whatever like that, because we don't have time for that, but we just had a lot of opposition, I'll put it like that. And I was so kind of like caught up in it that I forgot I had my test on Wednesday. And thank God for my mom. She called me and she was like, did you take your test yet? And I was like, oh, my God. And I jumped up. I was at the church working. I jumped up, got in the car, and drove downtown. Thank God downtown is only like 10 minutes away, maybe 15 minutes away, but let's just say it was 10 minutes away from me that day. And I got there on time, and I was able to take my test, and I took the test. It was over an hour test, and I got out, and I turned my stuff in, and I asked the guy, I said, how long will it be before I get my results? And he said, you know, it'll be 48 hours before you get your results back. So, you know, me getting there so abruptly, taking the test and turning it in, my mind was like, you know, I think I failed because I didn't have enough time to settle myself really good enough where I felt comfortable that I would be able to pass this test. So I was like, just kind of like started downing myself a little bit saying, you know, I think I'll just, you know, I'll take everything at the beginning of the year, start all over. I'll be more focused or whatever like that. If I fail, I failed or whatever like that. And I just kind of started feeling a little down within myself. And it was at that moment when I started feeling down where I heard the word in my spirit, in my ear, press. And then that scripture came to me from Philippians 3:14. And God, I believe God spoke that word into my heart, that word press. P-R-E-S-S. And he gave me an acronym for it. So when he spoke that to me, when it came to me for press, I wrote it down. And those, the acronym for PRESS stands for prepare, pray, remember who you are, endure tough times, study, and show up. I'll say that again. Pray, remember who you are, endure tough times, study, and show up. Well, I prayed. I remember who I was. I endured through difficult times. I pressed my way through. I did study, but I was just that close from not showing up because I had forgot about it, because I was so consumed with the cares of life. And for a split second, I had a thought not to show up, to just send an email and say, I'll reschedule my testing. But it was just something in me that was saying, just go. So I got the other S. I showed up. I prayed. I remember who I was. I endured tough times. I studied and I showed up. Now the test, I was told the test results would come back in 48 hours. Well, it felt as if I got that test result in 48 minutes because I got an email and said, your test scores are ready. And guys, not only did I pass the test, I passed the test where I scored so high that I don't have to take college prep classes. I can go straight into the studies of what I want for that portion. So not only did I succeed, I succeeded above my expectation. This is the benefit of what God does. When God blesses you, he blesses you exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you could ask or think. You just want to pass the test, but God wants you to pass the test above expectation. I tell Ron Jacks this all the time. We serve an extra God. We serve a God that doesn't just want to do mediocre. I believe, and I'm understanding it, and I'm still getting the concept of this thing, that good enough is a sin before God. Because he told Jeremiah, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. Thoughts of good, not of evil. To give you an expected end. God has an expected end for each and every one of us. But we have to work to see that expected end. And can I tell you, that expected end ends in victory. We're so concerned about the results that just the thought of not succeeding prevents us from working. Where if you go ahead and just start working, the victory is already yours. The victory is already mine, but we got to get this work. Man, I was so blown away that God blessed me not only to pass the test, but to pass the test with great scores that my counselor emailed me. She texted me and she was like, this is one of the best she's ever seen. And she was so proud of me. I don't know whether she was capping me up or what, but it felt good at that time. Hey, all I know is that it's a high score. And if I didn't pray, remember who I was, endure, study, or show up, I wouldn't have been able to see it. In other words, if I didn't put in that work, I wouldn't been able to get those results. A lot of y'all are so worried about the results when the results aren't your responsibility. The work is. I'll say that again. You're so concerned about the results when the results aren't your responsibility. The work is. If you put in the work, God got the result. I think God spoke that to us the couple of weeks ago, if not last week. If you do the work, if you have the will, I got the win. In other words, he has the results already determined, but you just got to get there. You got to put in the work to see the results already waiting on you. But you got to get this work. We got to get this work, y'all. I'm so excited. I know I might sound like a bumbling fool right now. Y'all might be saying, what is he talking about? But I'm so jacked up right now because, like I said, I said earlier, and I say this from a sincere heart. Man, I just see God doing some great things in your life. I see God doing some great things out of my life. In my life. But we just got to put this work in. Talking to my brother last night, and I was telling him how far behind in life things seem to be. But we were just encouraging each other, like, now is the time to put that work in. It's not time to look down. We've looked down long enough. We've pitied ourselves long enough. We wanted sympathy long enough. When that junk don't get you nowhere, not permanently, it might be an emotional fix for a moment, but it's not a permanent solution to what you need and what you know you need to do. And it's just time to get you. Put your big boy pants on, put your big girl pants on, and it's time to go to work and get this work. And get it. Press. Push yourself. Don't you let your trouble stop you. You stop your trouble. God has given you every tool you need to succeed. God has given you every ability based on your strength to be successful. He gave you exactly what you need. And if you put that, what you have to work, it will manifest into something great, I promise you. But you can't get caught up on what everybody else is doing. You can't get caught up on everybody else's ability, everybody else's gifts. I'm not the best talker in the world. I stutter. Sometimes I repeat myself. Y'all already know this. You know, I'm not a good speaker. But this is the gift that God has given me. So guess what? I'm going to continue to work at this thing. I'm going to continue to bring you content. And I'm going to continue to encourage you through this gift that God has given me. Because he's placed this in my heart ever since I was a little boy. To speak, to encourage, to provoke, to push people with my voice. So even through my speech impediment, even through my mispronunciations, even through my wrong wording of things, I'm still going to keep talking and we're going to get better together. You are witnessing the transformation of Olajuwon Wright. You are witnessing the transformation of Frustrated Black Christian Podcast. I am witnessing the transformation in you, and we are all growing together. And we're going to be successful. If don't nobody believe in you, I believe in you. If don't nobody else want nobody else tell you you're going to succeed, I'm here to tell you that you're going to succeed. But you got to plant yourself and you got to work. And we're going to work together. Frustrated Black Christian Podcast is a tribe. Everybody that listens to me week after week after week, we are family. And I love you all. And I'm pushing you all. And I hope that you are pushing me. I'm praying for y'all just as well as I hope that y'all are praying for me. And together, we're going to make some noise in this earth. And we're going to see it happen. We're not going to see the work. The work not going to happen after we pass away or anything like that. Or the manifestation of the work is not going to happen after we pass away. We're going to be able to see this work. I'm excited, y'all. I'm pumped. I know I've been rambling for the past maybe almost 30 minutes, but I'm just excited about what God is getting ready to do in our lives. And I hope that you are excited too. So I guess today I'll just kind of like, in short, just share my testimony and sharing with y'all what's going on in my head. God is transforming this frustrated black Christian. And he's transforming him into the leader that he wants him to be. And I hope that you all are taking the opportunity that God has put before you to embrace your transformation. I'm about to get out of here, y'all. My time is coming, going. I don't want to hold y'all up too much, and I don't want to keep repeat myself. I already have, but it's all good. God know my heart. Hopefully y'all know my heart too. I just wanted to talk to y'all just for a few moments, because I keep saying it, man. It's early in the morning and I'm tired, but I'm excited. Like, these past couple of days, I just been popping up and haven't been able to go back to sleep. 4:30 in the morning, just up, ready to get the day. Ready to get this day started. And see, there was a time I didn't think I would get this feeling again, y'all. Because I allowed life to knock me down so low to where I didn't want to get out the bed. But now I'm back up and I'm excited and I can get out the bed. And not only can I get out the bed, I'm excited to get out the bed and take on the day. Man, thank you, Jesus. All right, let me go. Because I start beating on this wall and start having a praise break. All right, I'm just joking. All right, I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for listening to Frustrated Black Christian Podcast. Man, we got a growing tribe. We got a growing nation of people that are following this podcast. And I thank you all for listening. I hope I'm saying something that is encouraging to you all. And let's continue to push ourselves and be the best that we can be, all right? I love y'all from the bottom of my heart. Thank y'all again for being a part of this. You make it all happen. All right. I love y'all again. Thank you. We'll see y'all next week for another episode of Frustrated Black Christian Podcast. Once again, today's episode is titled Get This Work. All right. We'll see y'all next time. All right. Remember to be positive, be productive, and be purposeful. All right. Till next time. Peace. Bella on the